Writers on the popular reality show America's Next Top Model have walked off the job. Yes, reality shows do have writers, and there's been an ongoing effort in the Writers Guild of America to unionize them. From Los Angeles, Gloria Hillard reports.
Ever since the term reality show became part of our entertainment lexicon, there have been those in Hollywood just waiting for this.
On strike!
Shut it down!
Hollywood is a union town!
Outside the production offices of the reality show America's Next Top Model were a casually dressed group of men and women striking another kind of pose on the picket line. They say they are the show's writers, seeking what their colleagues in scripted television and film enjoy, representation by the Writers Guild of America West. Sarah Sluk has been with the show for four seasons.
This is a decision that is going to have a ripple effect across the industry. You know, this is the we are the first reality writers who have gone so far as to go on strike. We know it's worth fighting for, and we're just going to stick it out as long as we have to.
And the Writers Guild, one of Hollywood's more powerful unions, is sticking right by them. WGA West President Patrick Verrone says the striking staffers deserve the same health, pay, and pension benefits as other guild members receive, not to mention...
The more reality takes up space on the network and cable lineup, the less work there's been for writers of scripted television who have traditionally been our members.
Reality writers now hold titles like show producers. It's probably not a too hidden secret that reality shows aren't as spontaneous as the title might imply. But are they writers in the same way as their counterparts on scripted sitcoms and dramas?
In terms of writing from, like, taking a blank sheet of paper and writing from the beginning, no, we're not doing that, but we're telling a story.
27-year-old Gardner Lynn, who was sporting a Writers Guild t-shirt and baseball cap, says what he and his colleagues on America's Next Top Model do is craft an entertaining story out of hundreds of hours of unscripted raw footage.
There are stories in this footage, but you have to find them, and so that's what we do, is find them and put together scenes that illustrate the characters, you know, show who these characters are and show their story over the course of the episode.
The company that produces the show released a statement saying that the WGA needs to follow the procedures of law by holding a secret ballot election overseen by the National Labor Relations Board. Meanwhile, Patrick Verrone says he's hoping the producers will sit down with the guild
and hammer out an agreement that makes this otherwise profitable show and successful show able to meet its deadlines.
America's Next Top Model debuts this fall on the new CW network. Only a few episodes of the show were completed when the writers walked off their jobs. Joe Adalian, who covers television for the trade paper Variety, says he thinks Top Model will go on as planned. He also believes this strike has put all of the networks on notice.
No matter what they say, there has to be a little bit of nervousness for network executives because reality programming has become very important to them in their bottom line. The cost of scripted programming have soared out of control. They need this sort of programming to balance the books.
Meanwhile, back outside the production offices, the WGA-supported picket line was beginning to look like a movie set. Kraft Services was serving lunch.
Full part?
Okay. Texas style. Here we go.
Models from the show were handing out autographs, and on the sign-up table were T-shirts autographed by writers from King of the Hill and The Simpsons. Sean Ryan, the executive producer of The Shield and The Unit, stopped by with words of support and show stuff.
So we have some of these T-shirts as well. Wannabe. We have first season copies of The Shield.
There were free chair massages, and Sarah Azam, who caters fancy coffee drinks to the film and television industry, was serving up lattes.
I have never made coffee for a strike before. This is the first time, so it's been pretty wild.
Another day on the picket line in Hollywood.
Union power!
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.